KRBE, a Cumulus Media station.
Good morning, everyone.
We ready?
Live from the TXU Energy Studio.
The Rule and Ryan Show with producer Eric, Special K, and Sam.
So I'm looking over at Rula, giving the eye to Eric about him having an idea.
Which I don't know
somehow
what it
is. Not going to jibe well with your wife.
So no, according to Eric, he said, I think I'm about to buy something that might doom my marriage.
But no, she's...
What is this?
We're going to purchase it together.
Mm. Oh, okay. So
we both like it, but I'm afraid, is this like not a good sign in a marriage?
All right, let's hear it.
Because our marriage is very strong. It's awesome.
Twin beds for your bedroom.
Pretty much.
No, stop it.
We want to buy that Tempur-Pedic bed that goes up and down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I was totally guessing, Eric. I was just being silly.
It's the one side can go up?
Yeah, because there's one way you could do it all together. So you could both go up at the same time. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't help. Like, say, you put there's a button you can put for snoring. And if you snore, it'll move up.
Yeah.
And chances are, I'm going to snore, not my wife. And that's annoying for her. So we're like... And it's expensive. These things are not cheap.
They're not cheap. The ergonomic platform just to put the bed on and mattresses. They're like $7,000 to $10,000, aren't they?
This one, if I buy both of them, like the one I want to get is like $14,000.
Good.
Oh my God.
No.
That's okay. The Astros are going to win, guys. I'm
going to. Oh, he got it.
You're
going
to get it for free. Roll the dice.
We're going to go 3 years in a row to the World Series.
I have never known anybody in my life that spent $14,000 on a bed.
That's what I used for 13, 14 years.
They didn't have a bed price that much in all of our lives except for the last 5 years.
One that's not dual and save thousands of dollars.
So
I'm afraid with that dual because it's basically like a twin.
You have to like put like twin fitted sheets on it so that they're not together.
Yeah. It's basically like a hole down the middle or a line down the middle.
Pain in the butt. Let me tell you this, Eric. When I first saw these beds come out,
does anyone have one of these, by the way? And does that mean your marriage is, you know, fading that way?
Yeah. How does it work? Because I used to do commercials for Sleep Number, so I had to go to the stores a lot and learn a lot of things about Sleep Number beds. And that's the first time I ever saw a bed where it was a king size bed, but it was really like two twins that kind of merge.
Yeah.
So that one person can be up, one person can be down. La la la. I remember being in the store one time. We were doing like an event with like a Houston Texan, and I was asking the guy who sells the beds. So what's the deal with that line? Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to sleep closer to my husband, then I'm sleeping on the wedge of the twins.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
He's like, well, they sell this thing to kind of like...
Bridge the gap.
You
know stuff's going to get lost down that crack.
Smooth it into one big bed.
But once you activate the deal, then it goes up or down, then the bridge breaks away, right?
That you would think.
I don't know about
this. Anybody listening right now, 37530.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. It's not like you're going to fall through. But
you're going to lose your remote. It's going to go down there.
Only if like the one goes up and the other one doesn't.
People don't have remotes anymore, right? Everyone's watching their phones.
It's like your couch cushion.
You can use the remote for the bed.
You can use an app for the bed.
I think those are,
Yeah, both, though. Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
37530, by the way, if you have this bed, or maybe you want to call us at 713-390-KRBE, is buying one of those king-size beds that split into two twins so that you can ergonomically not snore one versus the other actually something that keeps you from action time?
It's not like you're on doing, can't word it on radio. Maybe it's the raw feed.
You're thinking the wedge won't get in the way.
He's talking about having romantic times.
I'm not Circus Soleil, whatever.
Cirque du Soleil.
All over the bed, like a trampoline and stuff.
Eric's saying he doesn't rock the bed.
You just want to be in the middle.
Yeah, I don't need...
But to be in the middle, there's a line there.
The good thing is, I guess, your kids wouldn't be comfortable. Like, you know, Verula's kids always jump in the bed. You'd be like, sorry. You have to slip
Here's
the
what
crack.
You could do.
In the wedge.
When it's romantic time, you can actually just go perpendicular. Like, in other words...
That'd be weird.
Like, have the line, it's going to be going across your chest instead of, like,
in between
the two of you.
But that's not how you're not going to fall into
Eric,
it.
Look, I'm reading one. It says, a text message says, we have one, hate the Grand Canyon, death of our intimacy, doesn't help snoring.
And then we've got a call on the phone.
I just picture, like,
this is a marriage saver.
Oh, that's it. Put it on.
Deanie's up. Hi, welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show. Tell us about how this split up bed is good for you.
I am one of those that is a bed hog. And whenever, we've been married for 30 years now. And whenever we got this bed, my husband was like, you know, this is the best of both worlds. We each have our own bed, but we're in the same bed.
Yes, that's us thinking.
And then he can go up and down if he wants to. And I am more of a, you know, I like to lay flat. So,
well, do you feel confined to the twin size of the bed?
No, it's big. It's still big. Go try it again. It's because when you think about when you sleep,
it
you're really
big.
Not moving that much. You know, but I mean, if unless, that'd be crazy if you're moving like a 7 year old. Like, well, you wake up and you're like,
sideways
at an angle.
And how much did you pay for the bed that you got?
I think, let's see, we've had ours for about 4 years now, and I think we paid about $7,000.
Okay. There's different versions, but I'm like, if I'm gonna, this one is like 10% chill. It's got a chill thing on it.
Oh, you have a bed chiller?
Well, I mean, it's
Like a cool topping or something.
10%. It keeps you 10% all night.
Oh, I don't have a bed chiller.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a bed chiller, but you've seen those guys in the, even at Marshalls, they've had like the cooling pillow. That's Tempur-Pedic.
Because the Tempur-Pedic, that was always the
knock
on that.
It seems like it's really. I mean, because I'm looking at some home hospital bed. And it looks almost. It looks. It looks almost identical.
Don't you hate though when you're watching TV in your bed? Like Ryan doesn't watch TV in his bed, but
no.
Sometimes I did when I was sick.
You can put that thing up and your feet. Oh, it's awesome.
Okay, you know what's interesting? I have
that's what I'm saying. But pillows, sometimes it's like you don't have the right pillow.
My Sleep Number bed, I used to put that up, Eric. And you know what's so weird? I would not put the bed up to watch TV. I would just put more pillows. I was used to it.
Yeah,
isn't that so odd?
We grew up that way.
Okay, let me go to Danny. Thank you so much for calling. Morgan's up next.
That's hilarious.
Morgan has this bed. We're talking about the king size bed that has the wedge in between to kind of make it two twins, so one of you guys can be up or down if you want to. Hi, Morgan. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, what's your thoughts? You guys have this bed. Tell us. Was it a doom killer?
A marriage killer?
It's not. I'm sorry. One of my kids just started daycare, and they brought a lovely bug home.
Oh yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, you can't get sick through the phone, Sam.
Her baby's at a daycare.
No, but my baby's at a daycare. I hope I'm not at the same daycare. Go on. I'm sorry. Distracted.
So it's not a doing it killer. You do have to get creative. You will find your hands and feet getting stuck a little bit more.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Hopefully nothing else.
I'm stuck.
Outside of the action time.
Yeah, what about the other stuff?
Morgan, is it, was it weird to... Was it weird to sleep in that bed?
We loved it. It was. I'm more of the cuddle person in our marriage, so it was a little harder for me because you can't gravitate towards the middle because of the gap.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
and
cuddling.
No matter what you do, the mattresses will separate a little bit in the middle, so you'll find yourself in the middle. I highly recommend it, especially with allergies and congestion and any type of illness where you have to sleep at an elevated rate like I am right now. Mm-hmm. We highly recommend it. I mean, the price will knock you between the eyes, but it's definitely worth it.
Okay. One person said, my mom bought one of these beds and hated it so much she was willing to gift it to me so she could buy a new bed.
Really?
So I think we're going
to
get both sides of it.
I'm used to those, and I love mine, but... 13 years, it's kind of like my part, you know where it's at, because like I look over to my wife, and she's higher than me up higher, because maybe
your bed
weigh a little bit more. She only weighs like 120 pounds
right,
or something.
And you smashed down your side.
So you smushed
13
down.
Years of
there's
200
an
pounds.
Indentation. Where
you can see what's
funny. Just flip it around when she's at work. Just,
that's
put
it.
Her on that
I tried
side.
That when we moved. I'm like...
Now she's got the crappy side.
What'd she
well,
do?
You know, for years, there were mattress commercials that would drill it into our heads. Like, 8 years, you got to get a new mattress, blah, 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 blah. Is that true for Tempur-Pedic? You spend so much.
No. Right?
That's like $1,000 a year.
That study, the bed industry, the mattress industry.
Well, right, but I really want to like, sell more mattresses. Because I have a Tempur-Pedic, and I don't know like how long that's supposed to last. Some people tell me it lasts like 20 years. Others are like, well, it's probably like 15 or 12. I'm like, that's still a good chunk of time, but
I'm thinking about
my bed.
I'll let you guys know. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger today. There tomorrow.
Oh, God. And Eric, we know you. You're the guy that bought the Peloton that then sold it for like pennies on the dollar.
Ew.
You're the guy that bought the Oculus and you're like three times I'm car sick. Yeah,
maybe I'll get this bed here.
This bed is going to be up for grabs.
I was going to say.
Yes, Kevin, our listeners know Eric. How many times have people on their own during our show rogue text say, does Eric have anything he bought that he's tired of that I can buy at a discount already?
Yes. And me first.
The only thing I've really kept is the air fryer. That I've really enjoyed.
It just looks like the kind of bed where it's like there should be an IV stand next to it.
It looks awesome. That's because you don't watch TV in the bed.
I know, but it just...
You might like it. It makes your head go up and your legs... you could make like a sandwich to yourself. You might like that.
Why would I want to do that?
Graphmatic adjustable bin.
I don't know what you're saying there, Eric.
Moving along, let's focus on the roses.
He's saying I would never have to leave the house again.
happened last week on Rule and Ryan's roses? Look at the shiny thing over here. This train keeps staying on the tracks. This is where we call up your mate and offer red roses while you listen in to see what the answer is, and then we talk about it. Well, last week, Kate, we all found was dating the most uninterested man in the history of dating.
I never heard a guy call us boring.
Boring. Yeah. Even for his mistress, he was boring. You got to get the recap, and then we'll catch up with Kate next on The Rule and Ryan Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It is a chance for you to ultimately score $10,000 three times a day at 8:20, 1:20, and 5:20. We give you a chance to win something fun and fabulous for the summertime, and that makes you a finalist for the 10 grand we're going to award someone at the end of the summer. So at 8:20 this morning, a chance to go to a Sugarland Space Cowboys game.
That's fun.
So 4-pack of tickets. We'll give you the keyword to text at 8:20, and that makes you a finalist for $10,000.
Now, time for a Rula and Ryan's Roses update.
We're going to do this on the air.
104.1 KRBE.
Normally, I say parental discretion is advised. I listened to the podcast because I was out last week, and I don't think any parental discretion is advised.
Well, Kate's been dating Alan, and they used to have lunches twice a week, you know, work lunches, and then he started fading out of those and saying, oh, I'm too busy at work, I can't get away for lunch. But on Snapchat, which he does not know how to work all the details of Snapchat, she's got him on Snapchat. He doesn't know how he's not in ghost mode, and she can see him on the map. And she introduced him to a girl named Cassie casually, and now Cassie and Alan are the same places on the map at the same time. She had lots of reasons to come to us for this, and if you missed what happened last week, as we had her on the phone while I got Alan to tell me where he wanted roses, this is what it sounded like.
I guess just send them to Cassie.
So her name is Cassie. Is it C-A-S-S-I-E or Y?
Y, I think.
All right.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I catch you in a bad time right now? You kind of sound... I mean, I just want to be real quick with you, Alan. I just feel like you're not feeling these free roses.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, let's give them to Cassie then, so she will. Give me the greeting for the card. What do you want to say to Cassie on the card?
Hey.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, hey, girl. Like Ryan Gosling emoji or meme. Just hey.
Whatever.
And then put love you or what?
No.
I don't even know what to say. This is so disappointing. And that you're involved with someone else?
It was a joke. I was going to send her the flowers as a joke.
Kate, tell us what we know about Cassie and Alan's Snapchat that you have not told him yet.
You can tell how many times you've been talking with her, sending messages to her. You can see it. There's a streak. It tells you how many days in a row that you've been talking to someone, and it's public. There's a fire emoji when you constantly talk to someone. I mean, you basically outed yourself.
I have a friend, excuse me.
A friend?
Mm. What are you snapping her, though?
I'm just chatting, mostly.
I saw that you and Cassie were in the exact same location multiple times, and we used to have lunch together, and you canceled because work was busy.
Yeah, she works closer to where I work, so it's easier to just have lunch with her sometimes.
But you don't ever tell Kate that. You never invite Kate along or say, oh, you know, I did grab a quick bite to eat with that new friend you introduced me to.
Why would you not tell her that you had lunch with her if it's no big deal? Why are you hiding?
I don't know. I thought she'd be suspicious.
Listen, Kate, I've never really heard a more unenthused person.
Is he always like this?
Zero emotion either way, knowing that we're on the radio together and all these people you've never met, Alan, heard you. We're all basically accusing you of cheating on your girlfriend with a girl named Cassie, and you are totally unbothered by this.
It's not true, and this is really boring.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't either. Are you mad? Like, are you mad, Alan? Like, do you feel, like, insulted that your girlfriend is like, yeah, you're cheating on me, and you're like, no, you're boring.
But no,
yeah, it's really annoying. Kind of a pain in the ass.
So do you, so what do you want to do, Kate? Knowing everything that's just transpired, what do you want to do?
I think I'm good. Like, I don't need you in my life.
Oh, give me Cassie's number. Hold on, let me snap her right quick. That's what he's going to do.
She see what she's doing.
Do you care about that, Alan? Your girlfriend wants to dump you right now.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
We don't want to bore him anymore.
Like, is he just putting on an act, or is he always like this, Kate?
He was not like this when we first got together. He was very present and very into me and cared about things. And now I don't know what's happening. I don't even know what he's doing. Is he on something? I don't know. I don't know anything.
What is that card? Does he even really care about Cassie? Like,
no.
Does she mean so little to him, but that so little is blowing up his whole relationship with you? It's like, hey, he just wanted me to put hey. I have never had a card that was so plain ever.
I mean, I was hoping for a better conversation at least.
Yeah, but he didn't deny it. He did admit to talking to Cassie and going to lunch with her, and all those snaps with that streak says something. And you did get proof that Cassie is on his mind, because that's where he wanted these red roses to go to. So
I know.
Just hang in there.
Thank you.
All right, I'm dying to find out what happened, because he sounded like Mr. Xanax. He was just so laid back.
You guys are boring. You guys are boring. Well, let's check in with Kate. We thank her, actually, for being available to tell us, as we all wanted to know. Let's welcome her now. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Kate. I'm sorry I missed last Thursday, but wow. From what I hear, he was a snoozy dude, that's for sure. So what happened after that phone call?
I feel like he's going off the deep end. I ended it, to be honest.
Did he have any explanation or any remorse? And what was his reaction off the phone? Same?
He was the same vibe and didn't deny it. And so I was just like, just tell me. And he wouldn't tell me. And I'm like, if you can't be honest, I was just so over it. And after that night, I still see them together. And I saw him at her house Friday night.
He didn't like go to Google or YouTube and learn how to
go in ghost mode?
Ghost mode or anything?
He just Eric. He did not care.
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares.
Now that you heard what we all heard, does it make you reflect back to the last few months of your relationship and think to yourself, well, actually, I guess he was phasing me out?
Maybe. I feel like maybe he's one of those guys that does that so the other person will do it.
How's your family taking all this? Like, how do they feel about this after hearing it?
Oh, they're really mad. They're really mad. They do not like him. They liked him at the beginning, but they were kind of like, because he would like go off on his own and play his video game on his phone for a while when he came over to meet my family for the first time. And it was very obvious. So that was sort of a red flag for them. And they were like, see, I told you, he's a man child.
That's a great first impression.
That's always fun.
First time you're meeting the family, you're gaming.
I love when family say that, though. I told you so's.
That's the worst.
Don't you love that? Getting kicked by your dad?
Was there anybody in your family that did an I told you so? Or, you know, I told you he was not the right guy?
My mom. Definitely my mom. Yeah.
At least you didn't waste a whole year. Just 9 months. Mm-hmm. And you can't say it's a waste.
Not a whole year.
Can you look on Snapchat now and see if he's over there in the Galleria area or wherever?
Come on. Leave him alone.
Let's see. Let's look.
I can just block him.
Let's do this to ourselves.
No. Yep.
So you told him it's over. Did he find any emotion to react to that?
No. I mean, well, he was annoyed, but he was like, fine. He was basically just didn't try. You know what I mean?
He's probably blaming you, like, well, you're the one who didn't trust me and you put me on Rule and Ryan's show.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know. I say this often to people who come to us on Rule and Ryan's Roses. I'm glad you know what you know versus continuing on in a relationship that is poisonous to all of your everything. And this guy is just out there with Cassie, ignoring you, but still calling you his girlfriend. Were y'all even being like together at all in the last couple of months?
Well, once, but that stopped happening for the last couple of months.
Well, now you know why.
Yeah.
Okay, for your next guy, make sure if he's not on Snapchat, don't ever show him that and how to use it.
Right. I know. I learned my lesson.
They introduced and they met on and they started doing Snapchat. They bonded over
Snapchat. Would you do that? Now that you found one boyfriend cheating because he didn't know how to work Snapchat, would you then for the next boyfriend be like, are you on Snap? Can I show you how to work that?
No.
Okay, Kate. Well, best of luck to you. And I wish you the findings of a great man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like a guy who's really into you.
A man.
And is excited about you.
Not a man, baby.
Not a boy.
Doesn't sound like he's sleeping all the time.
Yeah.
And has like no interest in life other than to cheat on you.
Good luck.
So God bless you, girl. Thanks for listening to our show. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. You take care.
Gosh.
Could you imagine being with somebody like that?
No.
That low key. I mean,
but there are some people like that, though. They're just very low key.
But then if you're high energy, you don't want other high energy.
Let's ask Sam. Isn't this your relationship, Sam? You and Mark? You seem to be like going like, hey! And Mark's always like,
I just want a beer. He's a low-key guy.
Get out of here.
He's a chill dude. I need that. Could you imagine if Kevin and I were in a relationship together and how annoying we would be? Like, I need someone
chill.
No,
we can't imagine what that would be like to have you two always around each other.
Oh, no.
We both need mellow people in our lives.
Well, I think you have to have a balance. Yeah. You don't want two alphas.
Is it mellow or you don't want people to outshine you two?
No, it's mellow. I don't think I'm that obnoxious. Goodness, Eric. Am I?
No. Well,
is this something you guys have wanted to bring to my attention?
Coming. No. We see both of you coming and there's a conversation. We know there's one voice we're going to hear more than the other.
No, I think that you guys are equally having fun together.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
who, Kev and I?
Yeah.
Or my husband
No,
and
yeah,
I?
Like you and your husband. Like if you guys are in a social setting. If you're in a social setting and I'm walking to the table and there's you and Mark, I'm more likely to hear your voice speaking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, that's just our personality.
And also Mark's voice just in general seems real low.
He's
just chill.
We were at Top Golf, Sam and I, and this one of the managers, we came from far saying, I could hear you all the way down there, and I knew exactly who that was at that bay. She came down and definitely was a huge fan, and then I think we may have got some couple golf balls that day.
We did, which was super fun.
Have you had your hearing check, Kev? Because sometimes you are loud.
You're really loud.
Do you have tinnitus?
I did go to Ellie. Memorial Hearing, and I am definitely losing my hearing. Now, not to the point where I need a hearing aid yet, but they cleaned out my ears, and it's a lot better. Now, Ryan and Sam met my brother, and they know how loud he is as well.
Yeah.
He's super loud.
So I think
it's just
feel
a family
like
trait.
You it's guys. A family.
I think so too.
Very outspoken.
Yeah.
However, here, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. So we're walking down the hall. Here's Kevin. We can hear him.
There's no mic. Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Kevin has a very loud,
you
jovial laugh.
You listen to his prank call again. The third time.
I crack myself up sometimes.
That's how life should be, right? Yeah. If you can't enjoy yourself.
Have fun laughing. Why not? Well, if you feel like you're in a relationship where your mate is misbehaving or just acting off, you can come to us anytime at KRBE.com and we'll get you connected and, you know, find out who they want to send roses to in case it was
Mr. Excitement.
Yeah. Mr. Excitement. And I wonder, I'd love to know, if Kathy's friends were like, I listen to the Rule and Ryan show and there's that guy you talked about. I think they were talking about you.
Oh, yeah, his voice. Yeah, you'd be able to know him.
You would know him.
Hey.
Mumbles had more personality than Mr. Excitement over here.
Way more.
I'm Alan. A very generous lover.
Oh, thanks for that information,
Bragger.
Mumbles. I didn't even know that about you, actually.
Nobody wants to be a stingy lover.
Thank you so much. Nobody says the opposite of that. KRBE.com is where you want to go. Now, coming up next, how many times have we had people on our show for group therapy or couples court or just in general to complain about their mate starting something or investing money in something, they just dump the project and it's just sitting there sucking money.
Mm-hmm.
This would never happen in Special K's relationship because he and his mate are very crafty and they will not let a project sit.
Oh, no.
But there are a lot of people who have that problem. And wouldn't it kill your marriage if the problem was to the tune of $50 million?
Yee.
Whoa.
You're investing $50 million into
that
something
invest,
that your
right?
mate is like, no, we didn't talk about this. Well, it is called Celebrity Scoop, and we're talking about celebrity money. So is the $50 million bank breaking, or is it just,
drop the bucket to this
I'll
person?
Make that
somebody's
residuals.
Investing $50 million, they're probably a billionaire.
They're not.
You'd think they would be.
The celebrity is not a billionaire, and the news of the marriage falling apart came out last week, and now it's probably because of this project that's been sitting around. We'll talk about that in Scoop coming up next on the Rule and Ryan Show.
Rule and Ryan's Celebrity Scoop on 104.1 KRBE.
Hey, I want to remind you guys that at 8:20, we're doing the Summer of 2020 free three times a day. 8:20, 1:20, and 5:20. You get a chance to win something fun, and that something fun that makes you a finalist for 10 grand. $10,000 at the end of the summer. Somebody's going to be getting that from us. But in the meantime, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Sugarland Space Cowboys take on the Sacramento River Cats June 14th.
Take those River Cats down.
Yeah, that's up for grabs. 8:20 this morning, we'll give you the text word.
You mean you hate them?
River Cats.
Have you ever even seen
those
them?
River Cats. Oh, Ryan, he found that tin cap Tin Cup team I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The website with my little boys. Names, all the names of
Little League team?
Minor League.
Minor league, okay.
Yeah, so my son's Little League will name themselves after AAA teams or whatever, minor leagues.
Those are cute names.
It's so different because...
It was an apple with a tin cap on it.
Like, a Little League used to be, like, I played for a team called the Astros. They mirrored, like, well, you know, what all the major league teams were.
We do that, too. His league does that. And I think that once they run out of those names, they got to start going farm team numbers, I think.
Portland Pickles.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. They're really cute. Look like Larry.
Which was the River Bandits. And it's a raccoon. I didn't know that a raccoon's a River Bandit. Okay, let me get to this story. So last week we heard that Kevin Costner's 18-year marriage to his wife, Christine, was going to be ending. And maybe one of the reasons is that Kevin Costner admitted he mortgaged their 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara in order to fund a pet project to the tune of $50 million.
That's not a pet project.
It's a 4-part Western franchise called Horizon. He's been trying to make it happen for the past 30 years. He's raised half of the $100 million budget himself, but he mortgaged their house to do it, or mortgaged their property to do it.
What is it? It's like a ranch?
His property is a 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara.
But what's the investment?
It's a franchise. It's a movie. It's a show. It's a Western franchise called Horizon.
You got to think, if nobody else wants to put money in, maybe you shouldn't do this movie or TV series.
Are people begging for it?
There's like red flags all over.
He loves the Western movies.
He loves doing that stuff.
Like, what was the one he did with, oh my God.
He's done
not Unforgiven.
Under the, oh my God, what was it called? It's the bald guy from, is in Godfather.
What's Marlon Brando?
No, he was the lawyer for him.
Oh, yeah. Robert Duvall.
Yeah, Duvall. Him and Duvall did Open Range or something like that?
Yeah.
I think Open Range might be a cartoon, but one of those.
It was so long.
Yeah, it was so boring. I'm like, this is not a good cowboy movie.
Didn't he start, like, Silverado was a movie that he was in?
Was he in that?
It might have been his
first
one.
Kevin Costner says, I did this without a thought. It has thrown my accountant into a blanking conniption fit. But it's my life, and I believe in the idea and the story. There have been rumors in the past that Christine, his wife, had left Kevin because she was tired of his obsessive commitment to his work. But risking $50 million of their own money could have added to that dissatisfaction.
Dude, how about you just stay on Yellowstone and just enjoy
that? Is he leaving that show?
What works?
Yeah. I think Matthew McConaughey's coming on.
So he is officially leaving Yellowstone?
That's what they're saying.
That's your...
There's smoke, there's fire.
It's weird, these unicorns and dinosaurs came out of the sky and just plucked him right off the ranch.
Would you say he is like...
in the finale.
Is Costner like one of your all-time idols?
Costner, no.
Like, from that show?
No.
Who is?
You could be a fan of somebody, but not look at them as an idol.
Well, not...
There's no idols in there. I like
you like Rip?
Everyone talks about Rip the most.
Rip's the best. He's a badass. Rip's kind of guy. You want that as your
buddy,
man.
The ranch?
Yeah.
Y'all, I just wanted to tell you, I haven't had a chance because I've been out for a week. So I got to meet mine, which is William Shatner. And I got to meet this guy. And the whole time, I'm like terrified the next day because the day after meeting him... I come down with COVID, so I'm like, oh, dear God, please don't let me kill Captain Kirk. I'm like, oh, my God.
And that's how he died?
No, he's not dead. Don't say that. Don't say that. I was so terrified. I mean, but also, you know, he did meet, like, he signed autographs for probably, like, 1,000 people. So, but I was just like, oh, please, God, no. But he was so funny, y'all. He, like, made me laugh so hard because we got to go back, and I was supposed to moderate his panel. And the first thing he says, he goes, no, I don't need anybody to moderate the panel. Don't need anybody to moderate. And I started talking to him about the interview. And he goes, oh, you remember when you talked to me when my father had passed away? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I gave you then. Now I'm taking from you. We just all started laughing.
I don't get the joke.
He goes, I gave something to you. Now I'm taking something away from you. And then, because I wasn't going to moderate, but then at the last second, he said, yeah, I do want you to. And they just like had me freaked out there for a minute. And I was like, oh, come on. Oh, whatever. All right, fine.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, I know. They don't care.
At where?
Yeah.
It's okay. Listen, a lot of people are texting me that I've been saying the name of somebody wrong, which I did not know this. But we didn't really get a class on this. There's an artist that we just played. And I always say Rima and Selena Gomez. Sam, you do the show after us for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. It's not Remy Ma.
Do you say Rima? Did you say Reba or what? You said Remy Ma one time.
Yeah, Remy Ma. No, I did.
What? Somebody said Rula is Rema, not Rima. And also, there's somebody Rema. Who's a big Rema fan, because when I've said in the beginning when that song came out, I was like, "Oh, I saw Selena Gomez." I'd say Selena Gomez, and the person's like, "It's not Selena Gomez's song. It's the other person's." Okay, well, it's still. Toe tapper.
Yep.
It's a toe tapper.
It's having fun.
It's the Rula and Ryan Show on KRBE with What's Going Down, in H-Town.
It is brought to you by Duncan. One of the best bars in the country is right here in Houston's Heights. This is according to Esquire magazine. Easy Liquor Lounge, which opened in October 2022, is the only bar in Texas to make the publication's anticipated annual list. Have any of you guys been here? It's called Easy's Liquor Lounge.
Easy's?
Or Easy.
Do you know
like
where it is?
E and then Z, apostrophe S.
Sounds like it should be next to a pawn lounge. Shop for Easy Pawn.
No, it's in the Heights.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the Heights.
Easy Pawn.
Easy's interior includes checkerboard floors, pool tables, Formica diner tables, taxidermied animals, and a lot of neon beer signs. And it made Esquire's Best Bars in America list.
Is that one of those things you have to... And then, cool. then you see the magazine or whatever, and you see an ad for that place?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think it was like a paid thing.
I've always seen those, like, those, the best of something, and then
paid sponsorship.
The person who wins is the person they advertise on the
exactly.
next page.
So if you've ever wondered where our Texas lottery money actually goes, there's a new report from the Texas Lottery Commission. So here's where the money goes. Like, when you buy all these lottery tickets, 66.8% of that money goes to pay lottery winners. About 24% goes to the Texas education system through the Foundation School Fund. And then you get into the smaller percentages, like 5% goes to compensating retailers, 3% goes to the lottery administration, and less than 1%, 0.03% goes to the Veterans Assistance Program. And that's where your money is going when you buy that lottery ticket. Houston's stinkiest flower is finally in bloom. Meg, a 3-foot tall, we've talked about this in the past, the corpse flower.
Is back?
The corpse flower is in the Houston Museum of Natural Science.
The corpse flower.
I went to it last time.
Did you smell it?
I think I was there moments before it bloomed, so I did not get to smell
it. Remember, it was that corpse flower watch? They have, like, a camera on it so you can know when it's going to bloom.
What?
And it's going to reek out the whole area.
And then it did. Oh, my God. It was glorious.
Was it glorious or was it vomitous?
What's it smell like, Ryan?
Oh, I've never smelled the corpse flower. Have you, Kevin?
Nope.
Somebody text us at 37530. If you smelled the corpse flower, what does it smell like? Like a legit corpse?
Like dead?
That's gross.
Hmm.
Dead flower smell is pretty nasty.
I can't imagine when they turn.
Yes.
Like, you know when they've turned. You're like, ugh.
And the water?
Ah.
Oh, I don't know what's worse, the dead flowers or the water afterwards.
Try Tuesday, Erickson. Drink plant water.
That's disgusting.
I'm bringing the Kraken tomorrow.
The Kraken or the Kraken?
Kraken.
Is that like a Kraken's? They're delicious.
Cool device I've been seeing. I get advertised like every 2 minutes on my feed. It helps you shotgun beers and any items with a can.
Are you going to shotgun things then?
Yeah, we'll get a bunch of stuff tomorrow. We'll shotgun stuff.
I can't shotgun.
I bet you could. You could do water. It doesn't have to be beer.
I can't do it.
You can never do it anymore.
You can never shotgun a beer.
It just like goes in my mouth and then it goes.
I tried. I had the YouTube of me doing that. I couldn't get it to go.
No.
You gotta release. You gotta relax.
It's too much to like.
Because it's too much effort, like effervescence, and then it, like you can't swallow the foam.
Yeah,
we have to be ponchos tomorrow then.
Oh God. All right, coming up next, we're going to go around the table. Today is Monday, and there are specific facts about this day and what medical researchers found about this day. That makes you feel this way. Hmm. What's the this way?
Crappy.
Exactly, but there's a specific way. We'll cover that and more next on the Rula and Ryan Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on the Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.